Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to our show tonight with Rihanna and Amy, Conscious Sisters. We had a little bit of a problem connecting today, so I'm just waiting for Amy to call in. And we're talking about money today. Three tools to change your financial reality. There are many ways to talk about money. And hi, Amy.
Hey, Rihanna.
How are you, darling?
Good.
Had a little bit of a problem getting on. Yeah.
I know. I could see it. I was like clicked on and then I just saw a host disconnected.
Yeah. So, but anyways, how does it get any better than that?
Yeah.
Yay. I was just saying that we're talking today about three tools to change your financial reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to break it down into three tools, even though we have about 100, but we managed to come up with the three kind of, I guess the three main
big
tools that have changed our financial reality, that have worked for us.
Yeah. And may I say, in Access, there's several really excellent books that give you tons of tools.
Yeah.
And that is really also a fantastic place to look for a lot of, because one of the tools, and it's one of the tools that we share in almost every call, it's question, you know.
Yeah. So Gary talks about that he has, you know, that there's so much information that he has, and he's not always able to go into it in detail in classes. So he's put a lot of information in books, and if you look, there's a lot of books about money. So you got the How to Become Money workbook, which is a workbook that is designed to use like on a regular basis. It's not something you just read once. It's something that you actively use every single week. And he also has the Money Isn't the Problem, You Are book. Also the Right Riches for You book.
There's also an advanced How to Become Money.
Some money workbook, and he says if you want to change your financial reality, you've got to educate yourself about money. If you want to have money, you've got to educate yourself about money, and that involves reading about it, studying it, learning it. So there is
and
a lot of resources
and asking,
out there.
You know, who can I attract to my life that will give me more information about, you know, money, how to invest it,
get interested in it.
Yeah.
So he also recommends some books that aren't Access books, like one of them, like How to Get Out of Debt and Stay Out of Debt and Live Prosperously. Also, Simone Molasses has a book, How to Get Out of Debt and Live Joyfully. And I'm reading a book at the moment. It's called The Secret Mind of a Millionaire. And like he talks a lot about the stuff that Gary talks about. Like if you want to have money, surround yourself with people who have money and get interested. You know, ask them questions. How did they create their wealth? How did they create their business? How do they invest? You know, and if some people invest, like get in, if you were looking at investing, get interested and start asking questions. But just to bring it all back to where we were talking about today, like we have three tools we're going to share with you this week. So the first tool we were going to share with you, which is, you know, again, it's just like getting really, really pragmatic, which is if you are looking. So basically, your point of view creates a reality. So if you are looking at changing your financial reality, you got to start looking at your points of view around money.
Yeah, right. Like, do you love money or do you hate money? Do you think money is hard? All of those things. And it's about being real with you. And this is one area that actually the How to Become Money workbook helps a lot, because there's a lot of questions in there.
Totally. I was going to say that. I would even, like, start with looking at your points of views around money. The How to Become Money workbook is $30. It's online on the Access shop. you're looking for it, email me or Rihanna will send you a link to it. And it literally, if you start reading that workbook, it has like 12 questions at the start, which gets you to look at what are your points of views around money? What does money mean to you? What does money taste like? And all these energies, and a lot of it is stuff we've just been programmed and conditioned from since kids. You know, if you grew up in a family who didn't like money, or who taught rich people were mean, or, you know, who just spent money all the time, or who didn't want any money, you know, so all that stuff we grew up around. So you start looking at what your points of views are. So every time you have a point of view, a fixed point of view, you stop that thing from changing. So anywhere you have fixed points of views around money, you stop your reality with money from changing.
Yeah. Here's the difference when you ask all these questions, and, you know, it's not, but, you know, you could do affirmations, and if all this stuff is running behind, you know, beneath them, behind them, under, you know, underneath them, over the whatever, it's more difficult for that kind of stuff to really come to fruition if you have all these points of view running behind them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, and the, you know, and the questions and these books really help you get to know what your points of view really are. And it's amazing, because I've read them a couple of times, and you always, you know, well, you know, the first one I've read probably, I don't know, around 20 times, really, between one thing and another in different classes. And it always takes you deeper. So it's an amazing...
Yeah, you're unraveling all the points of views and the judgments you have about money that are stopping you from having money. So the affirmations don't really work. You got to get the points of views out of the way before you can change your reality with money. So that's why you're destroying and uncreating everything money means to you. And you're running the clearing statement, right and wrong, good and bad, pad and pop, all new shorts, boys and beyond, because you're starting to clear all the layers and all the points of views and everywhere you created that point of view, and everywhere you're destroying yourself with the points of view that money is bad, or money, you know, money is, you know, doesn't make you happy, or money, whatever it is you have, and you're starting to unravel that. So then you can start to have clarity around what is true for you and what your reality with money is and what you would like to create in the world and have as your reality with money.
You know, and there's a lot of things that are like, you know, sayings in this reality, like that really get kind of, we kind of buy into them even if we don't think about it, just because we've heard them repeatedly, you know. Like,
well,
money doesn't grow on trees. They're implanted points of view. You know, things are hard, you know.
Yeah, you got to work hard for money.
Yeah, and all of those. And as you start looking at them and which ones, or maybe whatever it is that's true for you, and start creating a little bit more space, then it allows money to come visit. And so, you know, so if you have all these points of view and there's a tendency to worry about money, the space, it doesn't mean that it can't happen, and it doesn't mean we can't create it. But what about if it would be with more ease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to really push to create money. You know, and
so
also,
you're unraveling all the fixed points of views that you bought since childhood that stops you from having your reality with money, which would be ease, joy, and glory. Because our reality with everything, our true reality with everything, is ease, joy, and glory.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else just isn't even ours. So then the next part, so once you start looking at your points of views, then once you get them out of the way, you can start to get really pragmatic around your financial reality. So this is my next step. It's like my favorite part. I get excited about this part.
Which one is this?
So this is sitting down and actually looking, like actually getting really, really clear around what you have coming in every month and what you have coming out. what it costs you to live and how much you are making every month. So literally you sit down, you can do an Excel sheet, or some people like to write it. You can get, you know, an accounting book or whatever and write it out. And you get, like, you take receipts for everything you spend, every restaurant you go to, your groceries, make sure you just get a receipt for everything. Or if you use your debit card, you have it on your bank statement. And you track, you literally you're doing a financial tracker where you're tracking everything, your mortgage, your rent, your car payments, your the cost of going to access classes, your sessions, your massages, your, you know, your stuff you use for beauty. And you so you get really clear on what it costs you to live every week and every month. And then you also track everything you're coming in, every money, you know, money from work, from classes, from what you create, you know.
Yeah.
And you start to get really, really clear on your cost of living every month. And then
and
you can also...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
So then when you know what it costs to live, and then you can also see what you're earning. So here's the number one thing. If you want to start creating wealth and money in your life, you've got to start making more money than what you're spending. So if you are spending less than what you are making, or sorry, if you are spending more than what you're making, you're actually creating debt. But if you're actually making more than what you're spending, you're actually creating wealth. But that's, if you want to create wealth in the world, you've got to start, and for your own life, you've got to start making more than what you're spending. And that doesn't mean you have to start cutting back on what you're spending. But when you get clear on the cost of living for you, and clear what you have coming in every month, now you can get clear with yourself and the universe. Okay, it costs me $4,000 a month to live. I'm making $4,500. Okay. I require, you know, universe, I actually require, if you want to add in all the things that you would like to have in your life that you don't have right now, you know, then you can start to get clear with the universe. Okay, well, actually, you know what? In order for me to actually live the life I'd like to live, I actually require to be making 10,000 a month. Or maybe for someone else, it's 20,000 or 50,000 or 100,000. You know, it's what's relative to you and your reality. Yeah, the figure doesn't matter. It's getting
and may I say it's
you.
Not really a cognitive process sometimes. Like, you know, a lot of sometimes when I look at it, all of a sudden it appears that what I've been able to do is a lot more, and I actually, there's no cognitive way of how that money really truly came in. You know, so it allows, what you're doing is you're getting clear on what you require and you're putting out there, and it's not for you to figure out what you need to do. Or,
yeah, you're not gonna,
like Amy say, to cut back. It is about, and then the beautiful question that goes along with that is, what is required of me to be able to do this? What action can I take? What, you know, what space can I be?
What other revenue
what can I add? What can I add to my life that would, you know, would allow this to be, you know, this or more is usually what
well,
I
yeah,
like
it's,
to say.
It's a constant creation. You're always expanding on it, and it's getting clear. It's like very, you know, a lot of people are not really clear with their finances, and that's the number one thing that stops it from changing. And they don't want to get clear. They don't want to sit down and look at it. And when you don't want to look at something, it can actually change, you know. And you know, with this particular topic, with money, this isn't an airy fairy, oh, someday I'll be a millionaire. Like, if you want to have millions or billions, you've got to get really clear and be really pragmatic about it. Like, as in, you're constant, it's not cognitive, like, okay, I have no idea how 100,000 is going to come in this month or this year. But when you know what you do have coming in, and when you know what you can create, you can always expand on it. Like, okay, what else can I add, universe? How many other revenue streams can I have? What other ways can I get paid? You know,
what
other ways can I receive?
Yeah, what those questions will actually do is keep you more present. So when these possibilities come in, you say, huh, I wonder if this is what I was asking for.
Yeah.
You know, showing up sometimes in a different way, because you may never have thought about, I don't know, whatever, selling something, right?
Yeah.
Or anything, and all of a sudden, you know, a possibility shows up, and will this add to my life? Will this add to my, you know, will this be a contribution to me for me financially? You know, it would be easy, you know, and you know, easy doesn't mean that you may not
easy isn't lazy.
Some time working. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be, you know, sitting at home and it's going to, someone will bring it to your door. You know, you may have to take some steps, but you know, all those questions and getting that clarity would allow more things for you to be aware of more things. Because if you don't want to know about it, you just don't want to know about it, you know? Yeah. And if your point of view is that you can't change it, you won't be able to change it. So
exactly.
Yeah. Or that it's hard. So really.
And you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Go ahead.
Well, you'd be pleasantly surprised that when you start to get present with your finances, and I'm talking about, getting present. Getting present doesn't mean judging it. Getting present doesn't mean trying to figure everything out. Getting present with no point of view. When you get present with your finances, you'd be pleasantly surprised to see that you actually have a lot more money coming in than you think. And when you get present with your finances, you don't judge yourself as much because you actually start, oh, wow, I actually did make money there this week. Or, you know, the week where you think, you know, or the month, you know, the week where you think I'm actually not doing that well. Like when I go in and I start doing my financial tracker, I'm like, oh, wow, I actually made a lot more money this week than I thought. But in my head, you know, my head might be thinking something else, you know.
Yeah, because I think that there's something in, you know, with all those points of view that when you think you're not making enough money, somehow it gets really confusing in your head. So sitting down and getting it clear truly is a contribution to you. And there's many ways to do it, like Amy said, you know, and sometimes an Excel spreadsheet helps, especially if you want to, like, follow a trend, you know, to see what happens. Oh, when I do this, like, right, like for us, for example, oh, when I do my radio show, even though, you know, it's really not bringing in an income, somehow my money in, you know, because when you're opening up and doing what you like, with which we both do, you know, it kind of opens up and expands and allows you to be more of who you are, and your receiving increases.
Yeah.
You know? So what else can I add to my life? Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, another job or another this. What do you like to do that will bring more job, more joy in your life?
Or what would it take?
Yeah.
Yes, and anything doesn't allow that, destroying and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, call, and shorts, boys, beyonds. And what would it take? My question lately has been, what would it take to have more money and work less? You know, maximize your profit and minimize your work. And also, you know, my question for a while now, and I keep asking and keep asking it, is that universe, can you show me ways, you know, to make money while I sleep?
Yeah.
What it takes to get paid, make money while I sleep, you know? And
And more and more, as more people, it's interest, you know, it's kind of like what comes first, you know, the chicken or the egg, because as more of us are asking these questions, like what would it take, you know, for money to come in while I sleep, you know, a lot of things have been showing up in ways that you can do that, you know, different ways of doing business, the internet, and everything else, and more possibilities that make that more, a lot more plausible, you know. So what else can we add that would even allow more ways of revenue streams coming in to show up for us?
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
And then, you know, you'll be amazed and you become aware of, you know, of a lot of other things. And so question. And the third tool that we have for you is the 10% account.
10%, yeah. So we actually talked about this on a previous show we did on money.
Yeah.
So the 10% account is it's 10% account to you. It's a 10% honoring account of you. So basically, for everything you, every money you have coming in, anything you create, anything you receive, you're going to take 10% out before you pay anything, before you pay bills or before you pay for anything. You're going to take 10% out and you're going to put it away and you're going to put it into an account that's for you. You can, you know, at first I started off with cash and my 10% was all in cash. And then I, you know, it grew so that I had to put it into a bank account. And, you know, and I still keep some of my 10% in cash and some of it I like to have with me. And it gives me, what it does is that you, as the 10% grows, your financial reality starts to grow because you're honoring you. You're saying to the universe, I'm having money. And this was the first step for me. I did my 10% account before I did tracking my finances. And I really saw the 10% change a lot for me. It started to show me and the universe that I was willing to honor me and have money. And it was the first time ever in my life where I was willing to have money. And
right.
And you don't ever spend it. It's there. It's 10% is for you not to be spent, not really to be invested in. And you can invest in like gold or jewelry and stuff, the things that will make you money, but not to be used like to buy cars or houses or anything like that. And basically,
Yeah. Go ahead. And basically, you were gonna say.
So yeah, it basically just really increases your receiving, and you know, and then the times where you actually, you know, have that feeling again, oh, I'm not making any money or whatever, or you know, there's not much money coming in at the moment. It's really hard because you have your 10%, so you always have money. So even if you feel like, oh, I'm not making that much money, you can always go to your 10% and you're like, oh, actually I do have money, you know? So
exactly.
You don't use it to pay bills or whatever. You know, when the bills come in and if you don't have the money for the bills, you just start, you look at your 10%, you're like, okay, I could use my 10%. And, you know, will I choose that? No. Okay, what's going to take to create the money for this bill or for this class or for this event or for whatever? So it always puts you in creation mode. So it's like you never don't have money. You always have money and then you're always creating more. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. Yes, it does. And not only that, it really, one of the things that it really does is that, you know, there's in the back of our, you know, somewhere we bought that if we have, it would take a certain amount of money for you to know that you have money, right? So all of a sudden,
yeah, so
you know, you're putting
sum?
Into your 10, what's the sum that would be for you?
What's
and
the
it's
sum of money
kind of,
that would make you feel like you're rich? You're,
yeah, or
yeah.
That you have money, right?
Yeah.
And somehow it is kind of like magic. When you reach that number, then the way that you perceive money kind of changes, which is pretty cool. And usually what happens is then you can go over your financial situation again, and all of a sudden that number increases. And then you start creating again. And, you know, and it keeps on going and it keeps on going. And before you know it, you know, your whole reality changes because now you know you've gotten to the amount where somewhere in you, you know you have money. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that you're capable of creating and for whatever you desire. And one of the beauties is when you do, as you say, Amy, decide, no, I'm not going to use my 10%. What can I do that will create that? That you realize that you do have the ability, you know,
to create. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a fabulous space to know that, you know, this is what I desire and I know I can create it. And, you know, that goes with everything, you know, money and everything else. But money is made so significant in this reality that it somehow it is really kind of noticeable when you have that space of, you know, everything's going to be okay. I know I can create money. I have money, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, the 10% totally changed my financial reality. I'm so grateful that I love doing it. Like, I actually, anytime I have money come in and I put money into my 10%, I love it. I get so much joy out of it. It really just changed everything for me. And it gave me that sense that I always have money. And as I see it grow and grow, it really reassures me that I actually can create, you know.
Yeah. And having cash too, you know, because that whole feeling, you know, something that I've noticed for myself, and this is kind of an interesting point of view, I think, but that the more that we have, you know, like debit cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And credit cards and you know, we have direct deposit, you know, all of that stuff that has kind of evolved, which actually makes things easier for us. And we've gotten out of the
cash,
you know, cash and the ability to handle the money, you know, to handle
and
the coins and all
I
of
have
that.
To say, I really like cash. I always have cash on me. And that's what I've noticed, like, that having some of my 10% with me, that I always have cash. So I never don't have money. I can't ever. And I've seen that even with people being like, you know, they'll only have their debit card with them and they'll be like, oh shit, I've no cash on me. So this is the thing, like, you got to look, your point of view creates your reality. So when you say I have no cash on me, I have no cash, I have no cash, that's what the universe hears and that's what it gives you. But when you always have cash on you, that's what you have. So I always have cash on me. I never I will never say I don't have cash.
And I noticed the difference. I stopped doing that for a while because they always say, have the amount of cash that you think a rich person would
have
in your purse or in your wallet or wherever with you, you know, however that looks. And I stopped that for a while, and it was like that. It was like really weird. Like, you go somewhere and you only have your debit card, and if you have to do something with cash, oh, I don't have cash.
There's a limitation in it.
Notice, and there's a limitation, and I changed that again, so that situation, you know, and now there's a lot of ease, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because you never don't have cash. You always have money.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and it's fun. It's fun, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of ways that we have made, you know, money not important also. You know, sometimes
important,
but sometimes we've made it, like, not important. Like, it's not something that we should desire. And, you know, any of these books that we talked about will help you to change that. Because really, you know, your body needs, you know, it's the one that requires money because you require certain things. And honestly, I think Gary says this in a few books, you know, and Dane also, you know, how is it easier to create more consciousness if you're
on the
broke
planet,
or if you have more money, right?
Yeah.
So if you have
can
more
you create
money,
more change with money or without money?
Create more, more change, yeah. So money.
And I noticed,
money come,
I
money
just
come,
wanted
money
to
come.
Say, yeah, money come, money come. Ask for money, ask for the money to show up. So I just wanted to say, like, that. So the three financial tools we give, I think we get four actually, did we? Like, looking at your points of view.
Uh huh.
And changing your points of views, clearing the points of views you have around money. Getting clear on what it costs to live and how much money you're coming in every month and how much money you would actually like to ask for and how much money you could be asking the universe for, and then doing the 10%. So I actually did the 10% before I did the financial tracker. So so what happened was, like, the 10% actually really totally changed my financial reality, and it brought me so far. And then, like, I hit I hit a wall, you know, and I was like, okay, the 10% worked, but now it's like kind of like not expanding me more. So that's when I started to look at the How to Become Money workbook. And that's when I started looking at all the points of views and doing all that. And then that brought me so far. Like, that actually helped in changing how all the fear and anxiety I had about money, and changed like how I was on the inside with money. And then that brought me so far. And then I was like, well, okay, now what? Because now, you know, I kind of hit another wall. And then I started to sit down and look at what it cost me to live, what I have coming in, and get really clear, like a financial tracker. And that brought me so far. And then now where I am with my financial reality is asking, now it's more creation. Like, what do I have to add? What can I add? How many more revenue streams can I have? How many more ways can I get paid? What would it take to get paid, to work less and get paid while I sleep? Things like that. So that stuff is what's unraveling in my life right now. So I just want to really
And also carrying the money with you in your wallet, you know, or your purse. It's another tool that we gave, because, you know, every time that you go in there and you look, you go, oh my goodness.
But also, if you have the point of view that you're afraid you'll be robbed, don't choose that then. Because I never had the point of view that I would be robbed. I'm always aware. Mike sometimes be like, Amy, do not carry money in your wallet. I'm like, believe me, I know where my wallet is, and I'm aware every single minute of every day. When I have money in my wallet, I know where my wallet is. I'm totally aware of it. But if you have this fear about it, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So it serves it, and it also helps you stay more present.
Yeah. Totally.
With everything. Because, you know, once you start paying attention to money, you really have to be more present with money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
which will attract more of it, right?
Yeah.
So we love money.
I do love money. Really starting to own that.
Yeah. Which, you know, sometimes it takes a while. And honestly, both Amy and I, you know, like do energy work and classes and things that it has taken, for me at least, a bit of work and clearing and getting really clear on, like, you know, what I want to charge for a session and what the session wants to be, and noticing the results from people who are willing to pay and not, and you know, and it's all an energetic thing, and feeling totally okay with charging for what services you're giving is so much. There's so much freedom in that, and it makes that so much easier once you get really clear and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's an ever evolving process that is actually really fun when you get into it. Like, I made a commitment, nearly 3 years ago now, that I was going to change my financial reality. No matter what it took, I was going to have the financial reality I know is possible, and I was going to have ease with money, and I was going to have a lot of it. And I've committed to that, and it's fun. It's like, once I committed, I've never given up on it, and I'm constantly, you know, doing the money workbook. And I actually have a money book club starting tomorrow. Me and Sukar are going to go through the Money Isn't the Problem, You Are book. With a group of people on Zoom every week, and we're doing it for 6 weeks. And it's like, I constantly choose these things because I commit then to show up every week, and the commitment is for me to show up to change my financial reality, you know. And it's fun. It's really fun.
And can I say it? Yeah, that's what I was going to say to those of you that may be interested in doing this. It's a wonderful way to go through the book. Because when things come up as you're reading, you know, you can clear them, and doing it in the group kind of has a tendency of keeping you, you know, more committed through going through this stuff.
Yeah. So there's definitely a power in numbers for me in a way.
Yeah. There is. And that too, you know, because you're just not sitting home reading it by yourself, but you're doing with a group of people. And sometimes what you don't think of, somebody else will bring up,
when
certain questions are asked, and all of a sudden you go, oh my goodness, I have that too.
What was the line in the Bible? When two or more people
right.
will join? There's like an energy in the group when it's changing
it's
for
like
one person.
If you have two of them, energy, multiplies.
And the change that can show up is much quicker because it's happening for a group of people at the same time. There is something with the group when you show up with the group. There's like you show up more than when you're on your own. Like, because I've read the Money Workbook on my own and I just kind of, you can lie to yourself, when you do that on your own. But when you're in a group, it's a lot more apparent.
The first time that I did How to Become Money Workbook with someone, and it was like she was in India, so it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I have no idea why I'm choosing to do this, but I have to tell you, just the fact that I was a little bit sleepy, the things that came out of my head were amazing. Yeah. Stuff that truly was able to clear. So
because your barriers
play
are down.
With all of this stuff, and ask questions and start your 10%, and
start your financial tracker.
Call us or send us a message, or go buy some of these wonderful books.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
And do the book club with starting tomorrow. How wonderful.
Starting tomorrow. Yeah.
What a wonderful opportunity. Okay. So
okay, Rihanna. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being, guys. We'll talk to you
next
week.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys. Bye.